As we continue and conclude our series of shiurim on Simchas Yontif, we continue learning Siman Tov Kof Chof Tes Sif Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayv Odom Liyoy Semeach V'toyv Lei B'moyd. A person has to be in a good mood, happy on Yontif. Hu V'ishtoy Ubonav, he and his wife and his children, V'chol Hanilvim Elov, and everybody who is connected to him. Ketzed Mesamchem, exactly how do we do this? Haktanim Noislam Klois Hagoizim, children should be given candies and nuts. V'noshim Koinolam B'godim Tachshitim, for women we should buy clothing and jewelry. But the Mishnah Berurah adds, Kvi Memoinoi, as much as he can afford. V'chayiv la'echol, and then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, V'chayiv la'hach gulgel yosem la'mona emsharaniyim. We have to not only take care of our own families, but we have to take care of the poor people. And the remark concludes, V'din tanis b'yontif k'may b'shavis. The Mishnah Berurah here in the Bi'alocha, Ketz Mesamchem, says, as we discussed earlier, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the way we fulfilled the mitzvah Simchas Yontif was with meat. Now that we don't have meat, and the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is because the only meat one could fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yontif is with Basa Shlomim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the main mitzvah is fulfilled with wine. Main mitzvah is fulfilled with wine. And eating meat, even though it's not the real simcha, still one should eat meat as we discussed in our previous year. How much wine does one have to drink? And actually, many poskim are of the opinion that not only do we have to drink wine on Yontif, but we actually have to drink wine on every day of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yosher's opinion is that you have to drink Arevius. On the other hand, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz's opinion is that even with less than Arevius, you could fulfill the mitzvah, because any amount of wine is Mesameach, and that is also the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozna Shlita, Rav Chaim Kinyevsky Shlita. The Paiskim, Rav Moshe says also that you can't fulfill your obligation with grape juice. It has to be wine. But I did see from Rabbi Yoshev that if you have grape juice and you mix some wine into that grape juice, that is also acceptable, because then the grape juice has a taste like wine. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'anoshim kana lahem begodim chadoshim." We have to buy for our wives new clothing. And Rabbi Yosef Haskins, even if she has enough clothing, you have to buy new clothing for Yontif. Rav Ozna disagrees. He says there's no point in buying clothing if she doesn't need it. On the other hand, I saw from Chaim Kinyevsky that let's say one's wife says, I Baruch Hashem have enough clothing. I'm Moichel. I don't need. She has no right to be Moichel, because it's my obligation. It's my mitzvah. It's the husband's mitzvah to buy his wife new clothing for Yontif. There's a very fundamental machloikis, how to understand women's obligation in Simchas Yontif. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that according to the Ravid, a woman does not have an independent chiyuv for Simcha. The chiyuv is on the husband to make her happy. And that sort of reads in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, V'anoshim koinolahem, we should buy for our wives. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that they have their own independent chiyuv, and so too is the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh, that women have a chiyuv of Simchas Yontif just like men. But says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that even according to the Rambam, that women have their own independent of chiyuv simcha, they aren't obligated to eat bread. And therefore, unlike men, where if a man ate a sudas yontif, and if he got to say yal v'yavoy, he has to repeat the benching, women, if they forgot to say yal v'yavoy, need not repeat the benching, because there's no obligation to eat bread. What Rabbi Yoshev says is a woman who didn't say Yal V'Yavoy, and now it's not quite clear what indeed is the woman's obligation, should wash again, and then bench, and at the second benching say Yal V'Yavoy, and not have any problem. And there are many nafkaminas in this machloikis between the Shagas Aryeh and the Kiveger. According to Shagas Aryeh, on Yontif, a woman has a chiyuv of kiddush. Kiveger, she doesn't. Does a woman have to eat bread? But Kiveger says that everybody would agree that she doesn't have to eat bread. If she benched and forgot Yal V'Yavoy, we have a very fundamental machloikis. The same question is she obligated in Lechem Mishnah that we learned in the previous sif, women, on Yom Tov, we should have Lechem Mishnah. As we read the Shulchan Aruch, V'chayiv l'hachal l'ger l'yosim, that we have an obligation to support those that don't have. The Mishnah Berurah uses some very sharp language. Misha noyel dalz chatzeroi, somebody who closes the door of his home. Va'oichel v'shoysa hu abon v'ishtoi, and he and his family enjoy yontif. Ve'ein amachel mashkin l'inil l'meri nefesh, and he doesn't take care of the poor. Ein zeh simchas mitzvah el simchas kreisoi. It's not considered a simchas yontif. And regarding them, says the Mishnah Berurah, very sharp words. Zevcheichem kalechem oinim, lechem kol oichlo yutamu, kilachman lenafshem tamehu. Says the food that they eat is tamei. V'simchas kolon lehem, and this food is not to be considered a mitzvah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, we have an obligation that people before Yontif should go around trying to collect funds for those who don't have to make yontif. The Paiskim go on to say, there's a tshuva from the Shaila to tshuvas binyan shloima, chelik aleph simulam gimel, that says, b'zman shebeis amigdash ha'yikayim, we had an obligation as we were oil regal to support the poor, to support the Kehanim Leviim. Unfortunately, he says, now we don't have Kehanim and Leviim in doing the Avodah, but we have a concept of Ein Lanu Shiur Rak HaToyra Azois. So the Talmidei Chachamim and the Rabbonim are in the place of the Kehanim Leviim. And therefore, he says, we have an obligation, Mitzvah Saseh, he says, to support those people nowadays, like we had in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. They are in the place of the Kahanim, they are in the place of the Kahanim Levim. Furthermore, even though, as we read from the Bi'ur Halacha, that men are obligated to drink wine on all the Sudas on Yontif, women, the Halacha is the Shagas Aryeh, and the Me'anim Uzmanim and Chelik Zayin Simen Yud Kuf Yud Aleph discusses this, don't have an obligation to drink wine. And the Me'anim Uzmanim actually says that there's a person who doesn't enjoy drinking wine, and not only does he not enjoy drinking wine, it bothers him. Certainly, he doesn't have to drink wine. The same thing, even though, as we discussed in our previous shiur, there are poskim, the Darki Tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who paskin that one has to eat meat, as the Bi'ur Halacha also says that's what should be done. If somebody can't eat meat, it's not healthy for him, he doesn't enjoy it, then the poskim say, if at all possible, he should eat a kazayas of meat, but if not, he could have simcha, whatever causes him simcha. The point of yontif is to have simcha. The point of yontif is not to be bitsar and eat something that you don't enjoy. However, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, Adam oichel v'shoyse v'sameich v'roigel, as we have been discussing in this series of shiurim, one should eat and drink and be with simcha and regel. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, it shouldn't be that he starts eating meat and drinking wine and he starts acting inappropriately. That's not considered simcha. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you have a person that for reasons of tshuva is, he doesn't eat meat or drink wine all year round, yontif is a whole different situation. Yontif, that's the simcha, we have to be besimcha. And we conclude this series of shiurim with the words of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nechaf Aleph. Umidas chassidim ha-shashem l'negdim tamid. The midim of the behavior of tzaddikim, who always have Hashem in front of them, ubechad rechayim yideu, people who are fulfilled the pasuk ubechad rechecha deyu, beisim chasam, when they are happy, as yoyse v'yoyse meshapchen l'kadosh baruch hashem simcham. Their time of happiness actually brings them closer to Hashem. As Rav Aaron Kotler explains, simchas yontif means that we're besimcha because we're close to Hashem. And if it means that we're besimcha because we're close to Hashem, whenever we're doing any activity that represents simcha, it always has to be with that goal in mind. I'm being besimcha. But what's the purpose of the simcha? To bring us closer to Hashem. And as we come closer to Hashem, Hashem comes closer to us.